USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator South Carolina's Tim Scott is reportedly working up a proposal that would address racial discrimination and police brutality across America. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming that Scott is working on such a proposal. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly drawing up its own proposal following the nationwide protest over the death of George Floyd in police custody. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says this doesn't mean that they'll be defunding police departments, as some have been calling for.
Defunding the police to me is not the answer, but reforming the police practices certainly makes sense.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo expected to sign police reform bills, including one that releases police disciplinary records. That bill had been debated for 5 years until it was passed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.